This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. Here's the fundamental thing. And here's the challenge a lot of people get into is that they forget that you can't control results. You can only control actions and activities. Let me say that again. You cannot control results. You can only control actions and activities. Let me give you an example that's not from sales. So let's talk about health, weight loss. This time of year, people set New Year's resolutions. They probably set them 3 weeks ago. Most of them historically, statistically have not followed through. They're not going to make it to February without abandoning that New Year's resolution for that health goal, right? Typically, that's because someone's going from a less healthy lifestyle and then immediately thinking they can turn a switch and say, okay, I'm going to go to the gym 6 days a week. I'm going to eat healthy. I'm not going to eat sugar. I'm not going to eat carbs. I'm not going to drink. And then it's tough to sustain that without a significant reason why. So one of the things though, and this is where it causes challenge for people, is they're expecting a result, right? If I go to the gym 6 days a week, if I cut out sugar, if I cut out carbs, if I stop drinking, then I will lose weight. I want to lose 5 pounds a week, right? Or I want to lose 10 pounds a month or 10 pounds in this first month or whatever somebody's number is. But here's the challenge is you can't control that. Short of like losing an arm or a leg, you can't control an exact amount of weight that you're going to lose. And you can try some crazy fad diet. You can try like not eating and fasting and then losing it that way. But there's no guarantee that's going to work either because everyone's going to have a different reaction. Their body is going to react different. Their metabolism is different. What they need, what they're going to retain, what they're not going to retain, everybody's different. You could go to the gym 6 days a week, not eat carbs, not eat sugar, not drink, and then literally not lose much weight. And you could do that for a month and not lose your 10 pounds. Maybe you lose 8. Sometimes people are okay with that. Sometimes people aren't. It just depends on what you're focused on. But fundamentally, you cannot control the results. All you can do is control what you do, your activities, your actions, right? You can control how much you go to the gym or work out or go for a walk or go for a run, how much effort you put in. Going to the gym is one thing, right? And this applies to sales as well. Going to the gym is one thing. Hey, I did 45 minutes at the gym, but were you hanging out, chatting with people, playing on your phone while like slowly riding the exercise bike? Or were you really pushing yourself and tracking things and using an app to see how much you were doing as far as a workout goes, and then just really trying to improve each time? Or are you just putting in the time? Were you just putting in the effort? Were you just saying like, yeah, I did 45 minutes at the gym. I don't know why. And I've seen those people where they're at the gym, they're just hanging out. They're chatting with other people. They're kind of, it looks like they're half-assing their workout and the exercises they're doing day in and day out, not just one time, but like I see people in there where it's more social hour, but they want credit for being there for 45 minutes or for work. Back to where I see people get challenged, where I see people mentally struggle. I won't say get in trouble, but they struggle is they look at that number and they go, okay, I got to do this every day, right? 50 calls, 3 appointments, 25 emails, whatever that magic number is, whatever that formula is for them. I got to do that day in and day out. Then what happens? They have a bad day, or they have a day where they have a lot of appointments and they can't get to the prospecting, or they have no appointments and they're only prospecting and it feels like they lost in that game. One of the biggest things I would recommend for anybody with any length sales cycle, with anything going on, is to set your goal every day, but then also look at it over a week, to look at it and play more of a weekly game instead of a daily game. Because you can't control each day. Sometimes, again, you're going to have a lot of appointments. Sometimes you're going to have none. And so you want to balance it out, because what you don't want to do, sales is already hard enough as it is you don't want to get to the end of the day and go, oh man, I failed because I didn't get X, Y, and Z done, right? I didn't do enough of X, Y, and Z. But did you cover other categories? Was it a good day overall? When you look at it over the week, you go, okay, I did that. Right? I balanced it out. I made these calls. I did these things. I had these appointments. Same thing with the gym and the working out, right? Maybe you didn't go to the gym every single day, but when you look back on the week, did you go to the gym some days, go for walks, balance it out? Like there's the structured, rigid mode, which a lot of people would advise you to do no matter what, do this every single day. And then there's this thing called life. and life happens, right? And it's a balance mentally, especially until you get the habit and the routine and the discipline to do the things you need to do with the flexibility of understanding you're playing a long game. So how do you do them in the week? Not necessarily in the day, not necessarily in the hour, because things will come up. Client says, hey, you know, prospective client says, hey, can we meet? Can we talk? Right? I had one of those earlier today where someone's like, hey, can we talk today? And I was like, yeah, of course. Right? I want to talk to you. I want to see how I can help you. And I'm going to shift some things around because it's the priorities, right? And that's what's important. So make sure you focus on those weekly numbers, right? Put in the daily activities, playing the weekly game, and trusting that if you do that enough. And again, remember, you can't control results. You can't control that if you make 100 calls today, that you will close X number of deals tomorrow, right? Or this week, or even this month. You can't, because you can't control how many people you're going to actually talk to, because you don't know how many times they're going to pick up. You might leave 100 voicemails, and you don't know how many people are going to be ready at this moment. And so all you can do is your activities, your actions, work on it, get better and better each day so that when you do have those conversations and those opportunities come up, that you make the most of them and you're on your game